This is a recording of the writing, all this. To manage to pull the sky into your head, to enlarge the forces of your mind, such that they press upon all sides of an enormous thought, to be within the atoms, which, when combined in infinite intricacy, form the substances in which life dwells. To pledge to all that is not yet within the bounds of your compassion, that you will know it. And to pledge to all that is not yet within the bounds of your compassion, that you will love it, is to give birth to the divine nature we are destined to attain. To abide in realms we conjure of blended dreams, to excursion in realms composed by laborsome fantasy, to design with elements of the imagined, barely tainted with the impurity of the real or the physical, to quench each thirst, to leave it behind for another, to satiate each appetite, to be more than a hungering being, to sip sweet and savorous beverages, and thereby gain the hope of tastes unknown, is to transform the seeds of form called physical, and to suit one for a dwelling we say is higher, barely comprehending the highness, to pain so much of loneliness, to be tormented so much of sorrow, to be struck with terror, splitting the soul, to be horrified, to come to the vomiting shriek of expiration, to be pierced, torn, shredded in dishonor of your spirit, and to be wanted as a carnal pleasure, to taste or to rape, is to comprehend how little of what you are is allowed within the walls of hell, and to resolve to forfeit the anesthesia now treasured, to be free to feel the bliss of utopia, to be soothed, to be calmed, and to be charmed by a beguiling beauty, to be wooed to stay in some island chamber, to be tempted with a pulse of pleasure, to be enfolded in a womb, to be suckled and to be embraced, and to comprehend it is all a promise, and that the promise is not able to be assimilated as nourishment for sustained life, is to fathom living depths and to use the depth as a hope within which is submerged the constructs of human destiny. To be smitten with disrepute, to be banished or to be shamed, to be contained in a dishonored role, to be adorned as a vile or villainous figure, to be sheathed with contempt, and to know your sacredness, to sense your nobility, to rest in your own confidence of shielded worth, and the just crown that should rest upon your head, is to conquer the illusions rampantly prevailing in the world, held before your eyes, while the light is yet dim enough to make you believe it is evil which reigns. To touch the vastness of your being, to feel the extent of your penetrating spirit, to draw eternity about you, to comprehend the universe which stretches through the membrane called now, to live erect above and beyond that film of so-called reality, to stand forth from the mundane, to assert the mastery of soul, of life, and to undertake the dominion submitted to our own design, is to unfold the sequence, only waiting our own recognition, our own consent, our own greater distance of view, All this. All this.